I've been better, but you know, these things happen in football. You get knockbacks, and it's how you come back and react. And you know, I'm just working hard with the physio at the minute, try to get right. It's an injury where you don't want to come back too early, or you know, you could end up doing a bit more worse damage and be out for a lot longer. So you know, you have to bite your lip at times, and you know, do the work inside the gym. And you know, you're looking around the door, watching training, wanting to join in. But you know, it's one of them things that happens in football, and you know, you just got to get on with it and you know, do your rehab and be ready for when you're right.
So what is the actual diagnosis, Paul, and how long do you expect not to be out there?
Yeah, I've just tweaked my calf in training, which you know, I hurt me in the final. I did my calf, but it was more of a kick impact kind of thing. But you know, this was more of a little twinge of a pull. So you know, I've never really done it before, so I don't know a timescale on it. So it's one of them where you just got to be patient and you know, wait for the physio to give you the green light, and you know, you make sure you speak with him and you know, make sure that you're telling him the right information, like I said, because you don't want to say it's fine and come back and then you know, end up missing 2-3 months of a season, which you know, I don't want to do, and I'm sure the team won't want that either. So you're better off giving yourself the best chance and doing your rehab properly and come back when you feel fully like fit and knowing that nothing's going to reappear.
It's really unlikely to miss games, isn't it? How frustrating is it when you're, I suppose, stuck at home at the weekend, probably listening to it on the radio?
Yeah, well, you can ask Matt Jackson. He knows, you know, I'm telling him how long is it going to be? How long is it going to be? I feel good today, but you know, there's some days where you feel good, then other days you'll feel a little twinge again, and you think it's not really worth giving it another try to get out there just for the sake of helping your team, because you know, you could be not helping them by not being able to do half the stuff that you'd normally do. So yeah, my wife, she's a bit not used to me being at home all the time, but not having days off because I'm in the treatment room, so she's telling me to get fit. I'm quite moody when I'm not playing, because you know, I want to play every game, and when I'm not playing I'm kicking the ball in the stand. So she's a bit like saying, hurry up and get back, but you know, the time will tell me when I'm back, and hopefully it's not too long.